I'm Alan Lytle, 91.3 WUKY News. With another fall meet at Keeneland at hand, few would argue that horse racing and the Commonwealth of Kentucky are synonymous. But some of the history remains untold. Now, a Lexington author and historian has uncovered a number of interesting stories about the sport of kings and its roots in the bluegrass. Foster Ackerman Jr., who's also the president of the Lexington History Museum, recently gave a talk on his book, The Hidden History of Horse Racing in Kentucky, at an event at the Lexington Public Library. And afterward, I spoke one-on-one with him. What do people not know about horse racing that you wanted to bring to the forefront?
Well, the truth of the matter is, it was a matter of finding out what everybody had forgotten. A good example is betting. Originally, betting was regulated at the track. You had to be there in person to make a face-to-face wager with somebody else. In due course of time, the occupation of bookkeeping arose, and the tracks lost control of the book. And bookies erupted downtown at hotels, so the track started licensing bookies at the track. Then an Australian actually invented a tallying machine, a tote up the sum of something, and tried to sell it as a voting machine in Australia. They wouldn't buy it, but one of the tracks bought it as a wagering machine. And parimutuel wagering evolved, and eventually bookkeeping was outlawed. But you could, and this is fun. I'm 67. When I was a boy and being taught how to bet at Keeneland, it was, you said how much you wanted to bet, what finish you were betting on, and the number of the horse. $5 to win on number 6. Very simple reason for that. The calculators couldn't handle any more data. And the reason you could only bet 12 horses, and 12 through 15 were lumped as one bet on ticket number 12, is that you only had 12 data entry points. And you could only take information in that order, or it would not compute, literally. And it was hand crank levers and gears and pulleys and all of that.
I want to talk about the one aspect of the hidden history of horse racing, and some of it is coming to the forefront, but the African-American jockeys in the industry and how they were subsequently moved out, let's say.
Before the Civil War, the majority of thoroughbred tracks were in the South, which meant the majority of the good trainers and the good riders were in the South. The Southern tracks were decimated by the Civil War, leaving only the northern tracks working afterwards with all the northern money, and the freed jockeys and trainers moved north, and they started riding, and they were the best of the group. So the African-American trainers and jockeys dominated thoroughbred industry from, say, 1870 to about 1900.
You didn't talk about it, but I know it's in your book about racing in Lexington during the Civil War. I want you to tell that story.
Lexington is the only place in the world where thoroughbred racing was conducted under the Confederate flag. Racing never stopped in Lexington. We continued to have spring and fall meets. When Kirby Smith, General Smith, won the Battle of Richmond and invaded Fayette County with 4,000 troops, driving the Union Army out to Georgetown, they arrived the third week of August of 1863. In September, mid-September, was the fall meet at the Kentucky Association track in downtown Lexington. October, the Union Army comes back and drives the Confederates out and eventually out of the state. But General Smith and his officers, I am quite certain, I know they stayed at the Phoenix Hotel, and I'm quite certain they rode out to the clubhouse at the racetrack to watch the races.
Fascinating story, and one that's in your book, and many, many different stories about the hidden history of horse racing. Where can people get that book?
Area bookstores, Barnes & Noble, Joseph Beth's, occasionally on Amazon. That supply there is on and off. And at the Keeneland gift shop, both at the track and at their new Keeneland Mercantile downtown Lexington.
All right. Foster Ackerman, thank you very much for your time.
Thank you, Alan.
There's more on Foster Ackerman and the hidden history of horse racing in Kentucky at our website at wuky.org.